All right, next up, we've got Bob Voig doing So Far, So Hard.
Feels like I'm in out of space. I'm sending signals, but they're slipping in and out of phase. Got the wavelength wrong, the peak to trough's too long. I know the only thing to sing's my song, but baby, it's so hard. Empires get buried, overthrown.
One of the things that struck me right away about this song is it's kind of got a Bowie vibe to it. I feel like some of the lyrics, the way they're sung, sound very Bowie-esque, which is very good. Certainly, I like that kind of thing. I also was struck by the lyrics. I feel like they're very strong here. Like the line, I got the wavelength wrong, the peak to trough's too long. I know the only thing to sing's my song. And then there's a line, I'm writing postcards from my life inside a song. I struggle to write good lyrics sometimes, so when I see them, I'm like, I'm really appreciative. So I like this even better than Gizzo's other entry. It's got kind of a proggy sort of concept rock sort of sound to it that I find really appealing. That's when I want to put on my best English accent when I'm doing something that sounds kind of proggy. The vocals, again, are really far forward. I might push them back into the mix a bit.
I'm sorry, can we hear a little bit of your best English accent?
No.
Yes, please. I'm quite excited to hear that.
If you listen to my song, there's a song fight song I did that Micah commented, oh, you're kind of affecting an accent on this song. And I'm like, I am? Oh, I guess I am. The song I'm thinking of is, boy, why can't I think of it now? Oh, Is This Real Life? Which you can go listen to that to hear my best sort of proggy English accent on Songfight.
Duly noted. I'll go back and listen later.
I'm also a huge fan of the band Guided by Voices, and Robert Pollard, the singer from Guided by Voices, is often criticized for abandoning his Ohioan, he's from Dayton, Ohio, his American Ohio accent, and putting on a fake British accent. And he does it for the same reason. He was so influenced by British invasion music that it just sounds natural to him. So I get it.
But Guided by Voices makes so much music, like 2 or 3 albums a year. You've got to try all the accents.
You might as well, right?
Had I interrupted or...
I'm pretty much done. Although there is a long fade out in the song, so good work on the fade out.
During the listening party, the playback was in mono. And I should back up here a little bit. So the chorus effect, how a chorus effect is generated is, especially in a stereo chorus, is that you have one ear going in and out of tune just very, very lightly and somewhat imperceptibly. And it's out of phase with the other ear. So it's like you have this movement between the ears, and it's very light and it's very lush. It can be anyway. And that's what generates this chorus sound effect. So during the listening party, it was in mono. And so the organ, which had this heavy, heavy chorus on it, was actually just going way out of tune and then coming back up. So it was like going way, way, way out of tune and then coming back up to sort of in tune. And it was kind of glorious. I'm like, what the heck are they doing? And then I realized, oh, okay, it's just a chorus effect because it sounds perfectly fine on the MP3. But I kind of love it in mono because it was so wackadoodle. It was so bonkers just having it just intentionally go way out of tune and then come back in because it was such a also a distinct part of the song and such a heavy part of the song. I thought this was great. I thought it had a lot of bombast and a lot of grandeur. It was kind of like Muse by way of David Bowie, by way of, I don't know, Tool, maybe. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really enjoyable and heavy and liked its presence, I think, as much as anything else.
Yeah, I think it sounds great. I really struggled to understand what the meaning was. It seems to be performance anxiety in song form. I couldn't really grasp exactly what it was about. Not that it has to be about anything. The words are really nice words. I couldn't quite grasp what he was singing about. I'm sure he will be singing about something. I'm just not quite sure what it is. I think you'd call it a bridge, the section about empires get buried and overthrown. I really like the concept of song and bones being the only two things that survive the fall of an empire, the fall of a people. So the Romans, the only things they left behind were their bones and their songs. That's a really nice image. I mean, historically, nonsense, I guess, because things that tend to last are the hard artifacts, things crafted in stone or whatever. But it's a nice concept. And I wondered, the only meaning that I could put on the song was the singer was trying very hard to sing this song that would have such weight because it's a historical artifact that would outlast civilization, and therefore it had to be the best it could be. But I completely accept I was projecting a meaning onto the words, which in itself is an art. You can write songs that mean different things to different people, and that's a very nice way of writing songs.